All right, so hope everybody's good. I have this tendency when I start a podcast to almost shout, and it's probably almost an Irish thing. We're like la da 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 da, or so I'm told. But yeah, I thought today was quite mellow, and so that's what I'm going for. I'm in a race hotel, and I guess I haven't done like a call it like a pre-race podcast for ages. If I was gonna tell a joke about myself, that's probably because I never race. But I guess that can feed into, the probably like the run of play, or how today's podcast goes, or what it's about. I really wanted to. I did for the first. I mean, I did do it in Hawaii, but I don't think it went very well because I fell. But I did, I guess, what I would call like a call it a. I'm calling it a run cast. I don't know what other people will call it or think of it. What happened on the YouTube is I stopped doing updates, I suppose you could say. And I'm going to get back to my point. I kind of stopped doing these updates where it's like, this is how training's going. And I didn't ever mean for YouTube to become a platform that I only post there if I think it's going to do really well, for example. I think when I very first started the podcast, the sort of idea was that if it gets 3 listens, which that's fine. But if it gets 3 listens, well, and those 3 people that listen benefit, gain something from it, and their life moves on, and they either they either know more about running, or they can use the sort of call it knowledge that they picked up that day, well, that's fine. I didn't ever want the YouTube channel to become all about views, which it's kind of like, in a way, that's the stereotypical way that YouTube operates. Like, people are looking at videos and looking at views. I wanted to keep doing. I'm rambling. I did a run cast. The run cast was a way where I talked about racing, my relationship with racing, how I think we all could benefit from. I just really think you'd benefit from watching that. And I'll talk little bits about it today on the podcast. But it was really about if you have a poor relationship with racing, as in you get over anxious, or maybe you're afraid to race, or maybe you just don't really look forward to it, and you're kind of like, well, I want to enjoy my running, so why would I bother? I think it'd be a great listen. Okay, so that's the first part. The second part was I stopped doing the updates in terms of I think I was doing a weekly sort of training update, and what I then was looking at doing was continuing that, but doing it in this sort of call it run cast format. And the reason I'm calling it that is because I'll either talk on the run via microphone and the drone. And the most recent one that I did, well, I did talk on the run, but the problem was that the microphone that was supposed to record, well, it didn't. So it's a run cast in the house. If I do, well, run cast in the house, but you get to watch my run around Bushy Park. I don't want any of the videos to be boring. The content listening, might be fantastic, but I think if you're going to upload it to YouTube, well, then it should have something visual also. I could be wrong, but it's kind of like, if I'm just going to sit and talk to a camera, well, you don't need to see my face. It could just be like a podcast. This being a run cast, I'm going to show people nice places that I run. Not not all of them will be nice. Some might like not be nice, but I'm going to do a run, probably record about 20 minutes of it. And that's where I'll be able to do like training update, what's next, little tips that just come to my mind. Less planned, just go for a run. And then kind of like what happens on the run, happens on the run, okay? So I did sort of talk about rebuilding relationships with racing. And like I said, I can go into a little bit about that now. And so it's that idea that if you have five bad experiences, so if your most recent five races were all bad experiences, well, then it's very likely that you're going to have a bad relationship with racing. I have to say that I think a lot of that is, it's very rare that you're kind of like in this position where you don't look forward to races and someone says like, hey, like, well why don't you want to go race? And you're like, well, fuck, like the weather has sucked at the last five. That's like very rare. It's very rare that you're going to be like, oh, why don't you want to go race? Well, the last five races I've gone to, I'll tell you, there was no porta potties. That might have been a problem at a few, but the point is, I think where we go wrong with racing, where I've gone wrong with racing, is with poor preparation, as in like you didn't get the training right, your build-up, you know, didn't go the way you wanted it to do too. I think a lot of that is like self-inflicted. And so I've kind of called that like almost like the self-sabotage. And I name it that in a way that, you know, I'm telling my mom about this. It's not like the day before the race, you're like repetitively like kicking a wall so that like your, you know, your leg hurts and then you can't race. It's not as obvious as that, but it's the same principle that the decisions you're making, the actions you're doing, the way you're training, the intensity, the execution, you know, the recovery stuff, if it's done in a way that doesn't give you the best chance of racing well, and then your goals on race day don't reflect the input, well, then you probably never really stood a chance of achieving what you wanted to achieve. And so then when you struggle, you have a poor experience, right? And then you can't then get mad at the brain for being like, fuck's sake, Pedro, I don't want to go race this weekend. And you're kind of talking back to your brain like, well, what the fuck? Like, we need to go race. Like, well, why don't you want to go race? And your brain's like, fuck, mate, I don't know, the last five have like sucked. And you're kind of like, well, shit, yeah, they have. And so I think a lot of people end up with like bad sort of like juju when it comes to racing, kind of like anxiety and maybe like some of it's frustration and then like pressure builds because it's like, well, fuck, man, like the last like four have sucked and like kind of need this one to go well. Everybody's out there, you know, judging me and I'm working so hard. And ultimately, I think what needs to happen is you need to educate yourself more about the build up and what it takes to, you know, race well. And then in doing so, at least if it doesn't go well, you can kind of dissect where it failed, if failure was a word, which it isn't in running. And so the point there is that I have a fucking terrible relationship with racing, but that's because so many races over a 15 to 20 year period have went not, they've kind of not gone to plan. But the more I kind of learn about running and the more I look at it, it's kind of like, well, shit, Steven. Yeah, like it's probably pretty obvious why it didn't go to plan, you know? Like you tried to do Berlin Marathon that was, you know, 7 weeks after the Commonwealth Games Marathon. You know, a marathon that didn't go well. You tried to run Cheshire Marathon 2 weeks after Rotterdam Marathon. You went the altitude for 9 days after Rotterdam Marathon just for shits and giggles. And so I'm just having a little go at myself there. But if you start to look at the history of, you know, per races and you're kind of like, well, yeah, like there's this, you know, terrible buildups, terrible decisions being made in a buildup. And then you're scrambling and maybe 1 minute you're, you know, you're not planning to race. And then the next minute you are kind of planning to race And before you know it, you're on the start line and you were never prepared. And, 2 weeks ago, you didn't even think you were going to do the race, and then it doesn't go well. And guess what? That's like another, call it like chip, if it was a poker table, moved to the bad experience table or bad experience side of, good races, bad races. And so the reason today is important is because, this is, what are we? I'm 4 hours and 10 minutes away from being on the start line of Morton Games 5K. I'm just relaxing in the hotel. I wish you could kind of see this setup. I have like the mic like stuck right in my face, which is why my like my P's are going to be like, they're going to be like sounding crazy. I also have like a dry mouth because I'm like nervous as shit. But the point is, like, I was going to do a podcast that was like, what are my goals? What do I want to achieve today? And my goal for probably this like next period of racing or like period of time, you could say, is just to, and I'm not going to say enjoy racing, right? Because it's hard work. But I want to make the sort of plan feasible that what I'm trying to do is like resurrect and repair that relationship with racing, right? And so something actually happened earlier, and I like, this is cool because if you do watch the like Runcast or whatever, like this is not on there because it only happened today. And so as I was walking into the hotel room, and it sounds like when the AC is on in my hotel room, it sounds like there's a helicopter landing. And so like little things have just been a little bit off. And then I like banged my knee or my shin. I think I banged it on like the chair or like the desk over there. And normally like, normally I would just have like a bit of a meltdown, and I would just be like all like dramatic. And a part of me was just like, you're tougher than that. So like, get on with it. And this is this idea that like around races, we become like super soft, and you just don't need to be that way. And you also don't need the perfect night's sleep, and you don't need everything to be perfect. And so this isn't like, get to your hotel room at this time, have like plain rice with like water so that it doesn't upset your stomach, and then like meditate and journal and do all these things. And all those things help. And I did meditate last night, and I did not journal. I probably should have done that. But this is like, I don't know what my rest and heart rate was this morning. I didn't check, I followed a bit of a plan today because I put up a plan in my notes, and it was kind of like when I should be eating, and just a second, like a reminder to drink water. Hold on. But this is more like, let's not make every race feel like it's like the Olympics, And then it's like, well, maybe you'll just go to races and realize that the race itself is like, one of the reasons I kind of don't want to go to races is because like for 2-3 days, it's like I can't do anything. But that's kind of like such bullshit. Like, of course you can still do things from like 9:30 this morning until like, I think like midday. I like finished building, like I'm building a new app for the school stuff. What's the problem? I actually got to work probably a little bit more because the hotel Wi-Fi was better than the Wi-Fi that I have in London. And so I think what we do around races is we build the hype of it up too much. And I guess it's like, it feels like it's supposed to be like a super like intense, like, 72 hours, can't make any mistakes, need to be resting the entire time. And then it's kind of like, well, fuck if you remember it. It's like last Tuesday, you had one of your like best sessions ever. You worked like an absolute dog on Monday, and then you came home, and then you cooked probably your kids' lunch and dinner or whatever. And then you probably woke up the next day and got them ready for school. And then you probably went to work yourself, worked like a dog all day, came home, went training, had an absolute blinder. And it's like, fuck. Yeah. And then it's like you book 3 days off work before a big race. Put your kids to sleep and do all this like meditating, journaling, recovering, and then go and have a like a stinker. And I don't really get it, but it can happen quite a lot. And so the advice there would be recover when you can, but don't like do nothing that you're bored and like stressed out and then like overanalyzing things and overanalyzing the little things that maybe aren't important. And just remember that you're pretty tough. And I think like naturally if I like banged my shin like 3 weeks ago, I probably wouldn't have even noticed that. I probably just went on with my day. And then it's like, because it's like pre-race, it's like, oh shit, man down, call the ambulance. And what I kind of like, whew, little burp. And what I tried to think about in that moment was just like you're okay. Like it's fine. Like, you know, you're like, so what? Like you banged your shin a little bit. Like, you know, you're tougher than that. You're stronger than that. Not like, oh my God, race later, please don't hurt. I obviously don't want it to hurt, but it was just this moment where something happened that I know, call it in a previous life, I'd have just overcomplicated it and got all stressed and you know, whatever. So I'm going to try race really well. I really do hope that it does go well. I think the more I've learned about training and preparation and not overtraining and how tapers work, I think I've ticked a lot of the boxes, which is, you know, really cool. One of the boxes would be if you're going to expect like a big result on the track, you know, you should probably race a few track races. And so I haven't ticked that box. And so I haven't ticked like every box, but I've certainly, I know there's going to be a lot of people on the start line, and I know probably quite a lot of the people in the field, if they could be given my preparation and my training and the camps at altitude and all this stuff, well, yeah, they'd probably take it. And so I'm very like fortunate for that, or grateful, whatever you want to call it. I got a little bit nervous last night because when I came to the hotel, this is the same hotel that I stayed in for like, you know, lots of races over the years, like, you know, Irish cross country championships, like European cross country a long time ago, I think in like 2009. And so I got that like, wow, this is happening. And so actually my most recent track race I ran here was, well, I won the Irish senior championships 10K 2019. Again, I stayed at this hotel. I think the year before is when I did the Morton Games and I, you know, ran 13:50. But when I look back at like the training and just kind of the preparation in general, I just kind of trained a bit too hard in the final 7 days. And then I flew to Dublin like last minute. Like I think I arrived at midnight the night before the race. So I had less than 20 hours or something like that on the ground, and then obviously raced and, you know, got sort of tired in the final K. So yeah, I've prepared well, you know, I've taken care of a lot of the little things, but I've tried to just not complicate it, that it's, you know, Michael Gervais, my, you know, sports psychologist, he said, you know, the reason we get so soft around races is because we make them this like it's such a big deal, you know, that it's like the biggest deal in the whole world. And it's like, without being harsh, like, is it fuck, you know? When I leave that stadium tonight and I come back to my hotel room, like, it just is what it is. It was a test of training, a test of, you know, psychology on the night, a test of, you know, how was the weather on the night, the competition. It's a test of some things, but it's certainly not a fucking test of who you are as a person or, you know, how perhaps good you are in general in terms of like what you might be able to go on to achieve. And so it's a test of what I said on the Runcast was physical preparation, physiological preparation, and psychological preparation. And then, sorry, I've got something stuck in my tooth and I'm having another drink of water. And then obviously like weather and competition and field and course. And from your perspective, it's like, how physically well are you prepared, you know? And so if you are kicking a wall for 10 minutes, you know, a day before the race, well, then your shin's going to be sore. And so physically, you're not that well prepared. Or that's like sickness or things like that. That's kind of like physical real. You can control a lot of that and you can try to get that physical preparation to the, you know, the best place possible by, you know, following a good taper plan, for example. Then you've got physiological, which is, you know, did you train well? Did you run at the right intensities? Did you execute training in the right way? And if you're physiologically well prepared, well, then yeah, you stand a pretty good chance of it going well if the physical and the psychology, the physical prep and the psychological prep are in a good place. Psychological, interesting one, because you can be super happy, but then if you're not prepared or you're not physically prepared, well, it doesn't help. You can become a lot happier if the physical and the physiological are in a good place, and 8 laps into a 5K, you're not knackered. The psychology will perk up. So yeah, it's a balance. It's a test of a couple of those things, and really that's it. You come back to the hotel and jogging room still exists, and you know you're still human, you still get to go on tomorrow. And I think that's the part of it that we all forget, that, you know, life can go on. It's not, that doesn't mean you don't care. It doesn't mean you don't want it to go well. It's just a nice reminder that, hey, you know, we can live to fight another day. But I really think tonight's going to be good. I'm looking outside my window. It's raining. It's windy. So it's difficult to be like, this is what time I think I'm capable of running. And if I'm being brutally honest, I kind of just don't know, which is part of the reason I'm racing, because it's kind of like, I kind of know a lot about like half marathon and marathon. And the reason you acquire that knowledge is from like, well, before this race, I was able to do this. Before this race, I was able to do this. And so, yeah, like if you haven't fucking raced a track race in like 4 years, it's just difficult to No. But I will say, maybe I'll say 13:32. Yeah. I'd be happy-ish with sub 13:40. I'd be delighted. No, I'd be very happy with sub 13:35. And I'd be delighted with sub 13:30. That's where I'll leave it. So I've trained with athletes that are capable of much faster than that. And so that's about the only gauge you could say that I have. The rest, I just simply don't know. But yeah, that's about all. I have looked after some of the little things. You know, I've made sure that I'm hydrated. I had a race plan in terms of like, how do you actually execute the race and you know, don't go off too quick and stuff like that. I made sure that I had an eating plan. So I knew, not like the down to the fine details, but I just knew to have a good meal at 2:00. I knew to then, you know, allow that to digest and probably eat my final bit of food around like 6:30, which is like 2 hours away. Well, 2 hours away from the race. And so I've still been looking after the little details. And now what I'm going to do for the next like hour and 15 minutes is just nothing. Watch a bit of Netflix, watch a bit of YouTube, and just really just relax. And then probably around like 6:30, after you've sort of ate that like final bit of food and you're into like 2 hours to go, then you're like, I'm packing my bag. I'll probably have a cold shower, which just accelerates that. Like I'm focused, and then it's on. And then the fucking nerves come. But thanks so much for listening. And, you know, take care. If you want to check out that Runcast, you can. And yeah, have a great day.